Hula for Health. A new study out heralds the results that hip swaying, Amian slide can do wonders for your heart. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Eleni Gill on the line today. Good morning.
Aloha kakahiaka. Hi.
So now, do you know how to dance hula?
Yeah, actually, I've danced hula since I was like 5 years old, I think, with halau hula olehua o nana'i hale in Papakolea, and my kumu lehua matsuoka is from lana'i.
Well, I think it's just terrific that this study, which started years ago, is really getting high marks.
Yeah, so this project, it's called the Kaholo Project, which is named after the most famous vamp step in hula. It started 10 years ago, but back then it was more of a look at how hula could be used in recovery for health. What I recently wrote about is the culmination of 800 hula classes over 5 years, and the University of Hawaii's medical school, they have a Department of Native Hawaiian Health, and they wanted to take a look at how hula can actually be used as a prevention for cardiovascular disease, especially among Native Hawaiians.
Yeah, I mean, it really is remarkable that folks have been able to manage their high blood pressure and just overall health.
Yeah, what they found actually is that of the folks, so most of them were women. I believe it was 88 or more than 80% were women. And the average age was 58 years old. And on average, they were able to reduce their blood pressure to a more healthy rate. And this is a particularly significant finding because Native Hawaiians are, in general, 4 times more likely to experience heart disease and stroke than non-Hispanic white patients. And also, Hawaiians tend to develop cardiovascular diseases an average of maybe, you know, a decade earlier than Hawaii's Asian and white populations. So it was pretty exciting to see how, you know, for the first time, I think this is the first time hula was used as a health intervention and subjected to a scientific study through a clinical trial. And it was supported with funding by the National Institutes of Health.
And the study looked at different islands, not just Oahu, right?
Right, correct. So there were many different health centers and hula halau that participated and partnered in this Kaholo Project. On Oahu, it was Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center, Iola Lahui, Keola Mamo, Kula Nona, Poe Hawaii, and those were on Oahu. On Maui, Hui no Keola Pono Clinic Health Center, and then Maui Ola on the Big Isle. So it was pretty amazing how they were able to incorporate hula as an intervention for managing blood pressure into that community setting at local health clinics.
And I imagine, you know, just besides getting up and moving around, that just being in that setting, the camaraderie of your hula sisters or brothers really helps to kind of calm you down.
Yeah, totally. Well, if you've never danced hula before, it's kind of easy to overlook its physicality. And they actually, so the study, they looked at the national guidelines for what accounts for a real physical activity, and they measured the rate of energy the dancers were expending when dancing hula. And they found that hula got a MET level of 7, and that means a metabolic equivalent comparable actually to a pickup basketball game or tennis. So first of all, it's, you know, it's obvious hula is a really great exercise, but the study also goes to show, like what you were saying, is having that cultural connection and having that camaraderie was a really important factor in helping the participants want to keep going to hula class. I think one of the participants, Arma Oana, was saying that she and her hula sisters are all sort of fighting the same battles when it came to their health. So having that hula ohana, as well as like the opportunity to connect with their culture, really made a difference. And as they saw the results, as they were losing weight and they were seeing improvement in their blood sugar control, it was, you know, really wonderful experience for them.
Yeah, and I imagine that the participants really stick with the program because they have those ties the relationships.
Yeah, mm-hmm, definitely. The retention rate after 6 months, I think they had 87% of the folks still participating, and after a year, 77. And so the lead author and principal investigator of the study, Dr. Kiawe Aimoku Koholokula, said those types of retention rates are unheard of in clinical trials. So I think this model can definitely be used across the nation. And so they want to look at it more. And I think it's getting more on the national radar, the benefits of a program like this.
Yeah, well, I think it's amazing that it can be just as strenuous as basketball or tennis.
Yeah.
So Hana Hohula, thanks so much, Eleni.
Mahalo for having me.
All right, that was health reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.